Welcome to Mind Styling, the podcast that explores how we can win at the game inside our heads and make a mark on this world in our own unique style, on our own terms.
We interview entrepreneurs and leaders who aren't afraid to push the boundaries and set their own definitions of success. We will share with you the tips and techniques they use to style their mind and give you the tools you need to start mind styling for yourself.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Mind Styling for Entrepreneurs. I'm Dr. Becky Sage.
And I'm Amy Armstrong.
And today we are talking about Nithya's top tip, which is that if your goals are important enough on a spiritual level, the rest are just details. Now, Amy, that was the exclamation mark on the end of Nithya's top tip, and you had a wonderful conversation with her. So could you explain a little bit more what was behind that tip?
Nithya's top tip. Nithya was talking about the importance of values. Just so important to be clear of who you are and why you're showing up. So she said values, your purpose, and your goals. So your goals match your purpose, which is driven by your values. And she then wrapped it all up in that lovely quote, which she couldn't originate, but she just said she'd read somewhere. And I did have a little Google, and I think it's a derivation on an Einstein's reflection that he said something along the lines of, I just want to know God's thought, the rest are just details. Mm-hmm. And this one is reflecting back on, if your goals are important enough on a spiritual level, the rest mm-hmm. are just details. And I think it's about actually, are you resonating at your core with what you're doing? And this is not just on a day-to-day basis, it's stacking up to your ultimate basis. And I think it's linking it all the way through. So what is it that's getting you out of bed? Is mm-hmm. it soul-driven, really?
And of course, some people who are listening might be like, what are you talking about, spiritual level? I don't associate with being spiritual necessarily. But I think you've just described it there in a really nice way, that idea of what's that energy that is driving you? Where does that spark, that ignition come from, that thing that maybe is more intangible and inside, but that you can articulate through your values into your purpose, ultimately into the goals? And of course, this isn't new, this idea of values, purpose, goals being really important for an entrepreneur. But there is something here that I think is quite interesting about the way she's linked the three together, because talking about the goals reflecting the purpose being driven by the values. All too often we see entrepreneurs saying, here's a set of values, or anyone, you know, we see it in all sorts of institutions or organizations, don't we? Here's a set of values, and then you think, I don't really understand how that is mirroring onto your behaviors, onto your actions. And I think by tying it together with those goals, that's very interesting. And by being able to take your values and making sure that you're using them actually as part of your success metrics, what is it you're measuring? Is what you're measuring related to those values, related to the purpose?
I agree. And it's interesting, that playing out. In fact, at one stage, I really enjoyed it, and I encourage many of my clients to do this. When we're looking at values, is actually thinking how they play out in real life. What does this actually mean to what I'm doing? When we say I stand for something, we're then actually saying I don't stand for that. And that's a clarity of thinking. It helps us weed out the essential. In fact, it's reminding me of Essentialism by, can't remember the name, I'll put a link to it in the show notes. But Essentialism is a very good book, just about trying to drill down to what matters most to you. And that's what your values are, actually. How do your values play out in everyday life, everyday decisions?
Something we've worked with before is actually even saying, what does it mean for each stakeholder, how you're interacting with them, how they're going to behave, you know? So it becomes a a way of forming your criteria in terms of who are you going to work with? How are you going to work with them? How do you know what good looks like? And so you set it out for what does that mean for how a founder behaves? What does it mean for how a team member behaves? What does it mean for how a collaborator or a client or, you know, behaves? And I think that's very interesting. But although, again, and I know this, you know, the challenge that I then have with that is how do you ensure that you go back to that, that it's not just an exercise you do at a point in time, but that you really are using it as you're running your business? It's great to set the intention, but it's very easy to get lost in the day to day.
Absolutely. And it's reminding me of, I work with founders on their leadership style. Mm-hmm. And it's really tough shift as you scale up your business and more, you start to employ more and more people and you start to delegate, which you mm-hmm. really need to if you're going to get anywhere. Mm-hmm. You're going to stay small, you're not going to scale. So you've got to delegate, and you've got to delegate important stuff, important decision making. You can't go micromanaging the details. If your team you just don't feel they're quite hitting the nail on the head for you, have you communicated your values clearly enough? Have you as a team sat down and really thought through the implications? Assumptions are very easy to make, especially when we're moving at pace, and it's when you're starting to go as a founder, I'm sure that's quite right. Is sign that the other person is wrong, or is it a sign that actually you're just together, you're not on the same page yet? You've just got an opportunity. It's a gift, that sort of gut instinct to actually go, hang on a second, I think we haven't quite thought this through, and maybe we're not, maybe they think I think something else is more important, and let's just get back to the core of it.
And again, I think this comes back to the idea of creating values or setting up or writing your purpose, or, you know, in a way that is, again, paying lip service rather than really thinking about it. Because maybe it iterates, actually. Like, maybe you write a set of values and as you move forward, you're like, in fact, other people see this in a different way. Or what I mean by harmony isn't what somebody else means by harmony, or whatever it might be. And that piece about your instinct, what an amazing signal that is, your gut, for when values are out of alignment, and that whether that be your personal values or the business values. And I think that what you just said there about that gut instinct kicking in and then reflecting back on, is this something to do with actually how we've communicated things? It's something that I resonate with a lot. I know full well when my gut kicks in, I'm out of alignment with, or either I am, or like the overall whatever situation is out of alignment with values. So then they become a great anchor point to go back to and say, are we behaving in this way? Are we doing what we said we were going to do? Why is this firing up? Perhaps those values aren't even a good description of what it is we're trying to do or where we're trying to get to. So I definitely resonate with that feeling. And I think it's really important for founders to be able to give themselves the space and the time. I say founders, actually, like anyone, or any, especially if you are in a leadership position, to go, oh, I'm feeling this right now. I know there's something not quite right. I'm going to step back. I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to maybe journal on it, or I'm going to figure out what's going on, however you choose to do that. I think it's just such a strong signal, and is a really necessary thing to do, to carve out the time for yourself to examine that, and then to be able to examine that more widely with your team and with the other people who are involved.
That brings us beautifully to Nithya's writing, actually. So, because we were just reflecting off air, I was just sharing one of Nithya's poems from her book Lioness on Fire, and
even the title is amazing, isn't it? Lioness on Fire, yes.
And the way she writes is often this sort of juxtaposition of voices in her head, you know, the celebration and then the sort of the put down. Yeah, just one that I happened to open is The Universe and You. And she opens with, "You are not inferior. You're not negligible. You are not an excuse. You are exclusive. You are significant to this world. You are an answer to the prayers of this universe for a purpose which you and you alone can accomplish." And it goes on, and it's beautiful. But now that's not a conversation, but she's answering a set of questions and thoughts that occur for so many of us. And actually, it's just connecting back to writing in that instance, through the art of reflection. I mean, we can reflect on our own. We can reflect in pairs, in small groups. We can reflect with friends. We can with peers. I mean, there's so many options here, but actually just coming back to listening to what is going on inside you and then thinking about how can I get perspective on this? How can I reconnect to my purpose, to my core reason? Stop listening to the voices of doubt and discontent and actually just reconnect to your fire.
And I have to say thank you to Nithya, because you read that to me a little bit earlier and I was like, this is exactly what I needed to hear today as well. And it's because sometimes we can also minimize that instinct, can't we? We can minimize those voices and be like, yeah, well, maybe I'm a bit wrong, or maybe, you know, so-and-so thinks that we go this way, let's go this way, you know, and or just the momentum of a situation can mean that you don't step back and give yourself that perspective. And I just think it's really wonderful to hear that and think to come back and go, hang on a second, what was the point of this? Am I stressing about something that I don't even care about at this point in time? And to your point about the third person thing, which what we were discussing, and that what Nithya's written there is obviously kind of in the third person. I don't know if she was writing to herself or if she was writing to someone else outside of that. But I actually find that very, very helpful as a process as well in terms of my own reflection. If I'm able to write in the third person, it's almost like you're channeling a voice from somewhere else. So it's not kind of, it's coming from you, but it's not coming from you. And again, I feel like that's a really great way of giving that perspective and also feeling a little bit like you're caring for yourself. So you're kind of, you're channeling a voice from one part of you or from somewhere, I don't know, and into giving you your own advice. And so it's like, there's a real self-love, self-care aspect to that, and I find that very, very helpful for building your building up your self-esteem and building your resilience. It's a practice I like to try to do and have not done frequently for a little while, and I'm feeling but it's interesting that we kind of picked up on that in terms of the way she writes. And you were talking about that dialogue between different aspects of yourself or of your experience, and the fact that she's been able to do her poetry, well, I'd be able to, it sounds like it's really something that's helped her in the other aspects of her work.
I love that use of perspective. In fact, you can do it, have some real fun with it if you're writing. And actually, affirmations, which are really valuable tools in creating a connection back to your purpose and helping you reinvigorate what it means to live in your ways, living authentically, leading from an authentic position. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really good. Let's just take a very straightforward affirmation. I am strong and confident. Yeah. So you say, I am strong and confident. And then you say, Amy is strong and confident. You are strong and confident. All of them feel different.
Yeah. And I think that's where the third person writing came from for me, because I've really struggled with the I am. It always felt a little bit disconnected and a bit like, sure, I am. Whatever, I'm strong and confident. But when I switch it into, and Becky is strong and confident, would feel strange too, because it's, and of course I know that different things work for different people, but that would feel strange to me because I'm like, hang on, you're just, you're literally talking about yourself in the third person, whereas you are, it's somehow it hits me in a different way. And so I think that's definitely been through trial and error and through different practices that I've realized that that's something that works for me, where some of those other, like I said, those the I am type affirmations always felt a little bit disconnected.
Yeah. And what I love there is that invitation to explore what works for you, because there are so many ways of doing this. And it's about finding your own personal path and actually just bringing it back to something, bring it back to something even more concrete, because Nithya is this wonderful combination between actually deeply spiritual, even though she specifically says, I'm not connected to a specific religion. I don't like to confine myself to labels, really. So, but she is spiritual and very reflective. And then at the same time, she's incredibly competitive. Goals are fun.
Goals are fun. I was with her on that. When I heard it, I was like, yes, they are. They make things easier. They make things more enjoyable.
Yeah, you're like, what am I going to do? And then when you get it, you get that wonderful dopamine and you feel good and you've ticked it off and all is good.
Yeah, I did enjoy that. And when she was talking about sports and of course, well, and I should say, I was really sorry that I did miss this interview. I wasn't able to come to it, but it was just so lovely to listen to it back. And she was talking about doing sports. And of course, that really resonates with me as well. And that sporting nature. And there was something about, I realized something as I was listening, which I think was an interesting reflection for me. But again, coming back to what works for you, and it might not be the same as what works for others, where I was thinking, no, that the discipline of sport is the easy part. This idea that that was sort of coming through what she was saying, this idea of, no, she's that's the part, that having the goal, getting up, doing the whatever work it is you're doing, that, like, that's the easy part. It's if you kind of don't have those goals, you don't have that bigger purpose, that makes it harder. And I also really resonated with that too, with this idea of, it's something that I always come back to. And I think, again, it's about examining what your leadership style is, what your own personal working style is, or your own motivational start needs are. But that was really fun for me to listen to as well. I was like, yes, me too. Me too.
Enjoying it.
Yeah, I love the discipline of it. Let's get more of that built into stuff.
If we were to take any learnings or actions away from this top tip, I think I need a bit more fun. So there you go. This week, I've got a ton of to-dos. But actually, I'm going to have something that's exciting and stretching to achieve by the end of this week, I reckon.
That's cool. I've been reflecting on this all through the weekend, because recently I've been really allowing other people's goals, other people's boundaries or purpose to be the guiding force, and really noticed that impacting on me. And so I've been, I've had a lot on my plate and been saying yes to a lot of things. And sort of compromising, which is fine in some contexts, but it's not in others. And I think listening, again, coming back to this piece of doing it your way, there were lots of things that just lit me up in terms of, like I said, that the discipline piece, the idea that, values have to be connected to the goals to the actions, and also the piece about being competitive and having your own fire. And I think that it was just another reminder. Sometimes you need more of these reminders of, you've got to get back to you. You've got to center yourself back on you. And I will be writing more frequently, thanks to Nithya as well. So there's a lot that I took away from this one.
Brilliant. Well, thank you. And lovely listeners, please share with us what you take away from this. What distinctions have you made today? What promises have you reconnected to? Thanks for listening.
so we can't always control the situations that are going on outside of us, but we can be in control of how we react to those situations.
And that is what mind styling is all about.